The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome everybody now to the Feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe, who's one of my favorite saints. Now, I've spoken a lot before about the lives of the saints, and I've confessed this openly. I'm Catholic because of the witness of the saints. You look the whole world over, and you tell me if you find anywhere else out there a witness of goodness and love and truth that's anything like what you find in the lives of the saints. And I always say, whatever medicine they took, I want it. Okay? And one of my favorite stories to tell is the story of St. Maximilian Kolbe. And every time I tell this story, I find there's people that have never heard the story of his life. So if you know well the story of St. Maximilian, I hope you don't mind hearing it again. And if not, I hope that you find the story of his life inspiring. A side note, you know what's interesting? The story of Maximilian Kolbe is one of the most universally appealing stories of the saints anywhere. And for some funny reason, they say that it's particularly influential to Muslims. Have no idea why. Okay, but the story of Maximilian Kolbe, it begins when he was a little boy. And he was not baptized with the name Maximilian. He was baptized Raymond. And Raymond was a rambunctious kid, a troublesome little kid, a mischievous imp who was always getting himself into trouble. And one day, his mother had it up to here with little Raymond, sent him to bed without supper, locked him in his room in the dark, left him in tears. And that night, little Maximilian Kolbe offered a prayer to the Blessed Virgin Mary. His parents had always been deeply devoted to the Blessed Mother, and he prayed and he asked, "What is going to happen to me in my life?" Drifted off to sleep. And they say that night, young Maximilian Kolbe had a dream that the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to him holding in her hands 2 crowns, a red crown and a white crown, a red crown of martyrdom and a white crown of virginity. And she said, "Will you take either of these?" And young Maximilian answered, "I will take both of those." And that dream changed his entire life. At the age of 13, he entered the conventual Franciscans in his native Poland. And he was way ahead of his time. Maximilian Kolbe was way ahead of his time. You've heard about the new evangelization. Before he was in his 20s, Maximilian Kolbe had already founded a newspaper with a circulation of over 200,000 and a monthly magazine with a circulation of over 1 million. And just a little point of trivia for you here this morning, he's the only canonized saint who was a ham radio operator, right? call sign SNR3N. But it wasn't so much the life of Maximilian Kolbe as the circumstances of his death that revealed his closeness to the Lord. On September 1st, 1939, Adolf Hitler rolled 20 Panzer divisions into Poland. And with no trial, and without even any charges, Maximilian Kolbe and so many others were rounded up and sent to the infamous concentration camp of Auschwitz. And in Auschwitz, I've been to Auschwitz prison, and it's surrounded by these enormous barbed wire fences, double deep barbed wire fences. You couldn't get past them, not if you were an Olympic pole vaulter. And yet, in July of 1941, three prisoners escaped from Auschwitz concentration camp. They were never heard from again. And the Nazis wanted to make an example of them to all the prisoners in the camp, and they lined up all the prisoners and started counting them off by tens. And every tenth person, arbitrarily, was sentenced to die in the starvation bunker. Now, I've been to the starvation bunker in Auschwitz. Picture a room 12 by 12 with an 8-foot ceiling. A window approximately the size of a sheet of loose leaf paper. And a door, cell block 17, covered up with a tiny little peephole no bigger than the size of a quarter. Into that room were thrown all the prisoners who were sentenced to die in this most cruel of all deaths, left to starve and to die of dehydration for as long as they should last. And one man, his name was Francis Gajonacek. He was a father. He was a husband. Fell to his knees that day and he said, "I simply must survive. I have a wife. I have children, and I must see them again." And Maximilian Kolbe, who with number had not been called out, stepped forward and said, "I will die in his place if you let him live." The Nazi guards were nonplussed. Nobody ever volunteers to go to the starvation bunker. And they turned to Maximilian Kolbe and they said, "Who do you think you are?" And he answered, "I am a Catholic priest. I died the day I was ordained." And they sent him to the starvation bunker, where, much to their embarrassment, he survived 2 solid weeks without food, without water, and when their patients ran thin, they killed Maximilian Kolbe on this day in 1941 with an injection of carbolic acid. And he was canonized by Pope John Paul II in St. Peter's Square in 1982, and he was called the patron saint of this most difficult time of ours. The Congregation for the Causes of Saints declared him to be a new kind of martyr, not killed in odium fidei, that is, for the hatred of the faith, but rather a martyr for charity, a man who voluntarily laid down his life so that someone else might live in perfect imitation of Jesus Christ. Now, you want to make this world a better place. You want to make this troubled country of ours a better place. You want to make your family a better place. The one thing you need to learn from the life of Maximilian Kolbe is to deepen your relationship with Christ. Maximilian Kolbe didn't give his life away out of love for Christ in one day in 1941. He did that his entire life long. It's just that our Lord at the very end revealed just how much holiness he had given to Maximilian. This is the way our Lord works. You know, there are many great things that we want to get involved in, projects and accomplishments, and maybe there's things you need to do in your home or projects that you have in your family or in your parish. They're all good, don't get me wrong. It's just that none of them has any value apart from the love of Jesus Christ. God doesn't need any of that stuff. What he needs is your heart. And when you give it to him, he'll show the world just how good he is through you. The story of Maximilian Kolbe is a story of the importance of surrendering ourselves without reserve to the grace and to the love and to the providence of God, who will work all things with our cooperation. And so let's now want this day just strive to grow ever closer to our Lord this day and all days, as we ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us.